Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Curtis Harnack. Seems to me that houses these days have no attics, and I think that's sad. In what might be his most famous book, Curtis Harnack, born and reared just outside of Remsen, spends an entire essay on the attics he explored as a kid in his ancient Iowa farmhouse, one complete chapter of his celebrated We Have All Gone Away. That wasn't enough. A few years later, he followed up with yet another memoir of the farm, The Attic, proving thereby that attics are actually treasure troves. A stuffed pelican stood guard at the doorway to the Harnack attic, a miserably strange old thing his uncle shot on their farm simply because he'd never seen one before, then had it stuffed for the same reason. You couldn't just toss a pelican, he says, so it became an upstanding citizen of the upstairs attic. We'd ride the humped, feathered back as if it were an ostrich, stare at the yellow glass eyes and stroke the lizard skin pouch under the beak, not finding plump fish there, only the shifting, granular wood pulp, like in the limbs of dolls, stuff of no life. Well, that's only half true. Harnack's childhood imagination gave the bird life when he and his cousin found their way up and into the fabulous treehouse of the family, enchanted by these talismans of others' lives, earlier existence, he wrote. Most attics are junkyards of stuff rarely lugged back into circulation, but something about the relics make tossing them unthinkable. What Harnack remembers is an assortment of oddities, chamber pots, chipped veneer dressers with murky mirrors, empty dish barrels, used wrapping paper, cribs, playpens, old toys, copies of National Geographic, boxes of textbooks, novels of Winston Churchill, and a year's supply of toilet paper. 60 years later, that kind of list reminds me of Dad's Navy stuff and Mom's high school cheerleader's megaphone. When I held those things in my hands, they verified that my parents, once upon a time, had been people I'd never quite known. Curtis Harnack left that old farmhouse in northwest Iowa at his mother's pointed insistence, if you believe the tale he tells. But the farm place that figures into his writing, still there and still in the family, has a forever place in his memoirs. After graduating from Grinnell, Harnack tried to put Iowa into his rearview mirror, took up residence in New York, and married Hortense Kalischer, an urbane city-born novelist unlike anyone he could have found in Remsen. For most of his life, Siouxland's Curtis Harnack wrote books and ran Yaddo, arguably the nation's most prestigious artistic retreat. He died 5 years ago now, in 2013. He was 86. Time will sort out what will remain, but right now what comes to the top of the books he created are his memoirs of a life on a farm just south of Remsen, and an attic full of treasures it took him 2 books to document. So here's an idea. Take Highway 3 east out of Lamar sometime and drive through Remsen. Turn right on the blacktop and take it south for a mile or so past the farm where Harnack was a boy, where the attic probably still exists. Don't bother the residents, they have their own lives. Then turn back to town. And when you see the cemetery, take a left, drive slowly up the hill until a hefty granite monument says, Harnack. Get out of your car. Visit the stone, because there beside the big family marker, half buried in the earth, is a little rectangular memorial inscribed with Curtis Harnack's name and pertinent dates. You'll not see it if you don't get out of the car. Here's the story. Curtis Harnack, born in Remsen, died in New York. But before he died, he insisted his ashes were to be cleft in 2 piles, then placed in 2 urns. One of those urns is somewhere in Gotham, but he insisted that the other one be buried right here in Siouxland, beside his family and good, rich Iowa soil. It's no secret, but only his family knows. And now you do too. I don't doubt that in some of Remsen's older homes, Curtis Harnack's books are stuck up in the attic somewhere. No matter. If you listen to him, that's not all bad.
All the snow's turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors are all left to linger on. I hate graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. I can't forgive the way they robbed me of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, that can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get those souvenirs.